It's the new talk of Northern California, the Eric Hope Show, right here on 710 KFIA. Considering the fact that we do so many interviews on this show and talk about so many people and their books across the country, it is always a delight to have somebody right here in the backyard, the shadow of the Capitol, making a great impact on the marketplace for the cause of Christ and, of course, talking about families. Jim Bogier and his wife, Geraldine, join me on the VIP line tonight here on the Eric Hope Show. And, gang, it's great to have you.
Thank you.
Jim is the lead pastor at River Church here in Sacramento. He has more than 20 years' experience as a youth pastor, and he's still alive. That's a miracle. He is a pastor and a parent. Geraldine, it says you're a writer and an educator. You two are just marvelous bookends, Geraldine. Now, how'd that happen?
I married up, Eric.
I was going to say he got lucky. I don't know.
I think most wives would say that he got lucky. And most,
I call it blessed, but that's all right.
Well, and most men are trained to say that, Jim. Married up. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, I look at most men, and they should not have to be trained. They should just know it from the start.
Jim and Geraldine, it's great to have you. The two of you working together here in the ministry in Sacramento. Let's start first with the church. How's the body of Christ growing and moving here?
We're doing well. We're excited. We're blessed. Thrilled to be in. We're in the Natomas section of Sacramento, obviously out here by ARCO and the airport, and just a wonderful community. We love being a part of it and trying to make an impact for the kingdom and advance it.
You know, and you're involved in a community that is very diverse. I mean, Geraldine, you're talking about a part of Sacramento that when the category of ethnicities come up, you get a chance to travel around the world without leaving your front doorstep. There's a lot of diversity there.
Absolutely. We just love the different cultures that we have all around us, the different languages we hear every day standing in the grocery store line. Our high school here, Intercom High School, is the main one we're a part of, and the number of students there that are from all around the world is just fascinating. It's a great place to raise your kids.
Well, and Geraldine, I'll start with you on that. Talk about the family business, the kids here. You got four of them. Names and where are they at as far as the educational journey?
Well, actually, we have three, and then we have a son-in-law.
Okay.
Our oldest is Lauren. She's 21, and she's a senior at Indiana Wesleyan University, and her husband, Chris, is a senior there as well, Chris Snyder. And then we have an 18-year-old freshman at Indiana Wesleyan University, Shay. And then we have one left at home, Gabby, who is a sophomore, and she's on independent study through Intercom High School, and so I have her home and teach her here.
So, Jim, you're close to being empty-nested.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what's that feel like? Because my wife and I are just as close. We're feeling the pangs of that finish line there.
Can a couple that's written a book on parenting be excited about the empty nest
yes.
of life? We
yes.
have enjoyed our children, Eric, from every stage. We really have, and we've been blessed and thrilled and love every part of that. And part of the reason we wrote the book and really have tried to influence others is because we raised them to do exactly what we're trying to do. Is send them out as fully functioning adults in the community, in the world, and make an impact of their own to live the legacy. And
well,
so that's what we're excited about, not just that we're going to have an empty nest, but that we've done well in the part of the journey that God's allowed us to with our kids.
And that's the reason we have them on the show, folks, here on 710 KFIA. Book here, right in our own backyard. It's called Faith Legacy, Six Values to Shape Your Child's Journey by Jim and Geraldine Bogier. As they join us from the Thomas and once again, senior pastors of the River Church in Sacramento. Now, what made you folks set out, Jim, to write a book about this? And I'm assuming a little bit about being a youth pastor might have some content in that.
Yes. From the standpoint of at times almost feeling like, and not to replace parents, but some of the surrogate role of influencing students and many of those who may not have had a strong parental authority in their life, we became that. We became a lot of the influence in their life and hopefully made some positive impact. But specifically, as we chose to have children and were blessed to have them, we wanted to set some values in place. So the book was not necessarily ever a thought to put together there. We began to try to instill the values But honestly, we thought this would work for our own children. We began to do it. And I first preached a sermon series, I think clear back in 2003. And people begin to say, this is great stuff. Thank you. How can we do this for our own kids? And that's really where the seed kind of germinated.
Well, and Jim, I want to get to Geraldine talking about this as well. But Jim, I'll start with you from the sermon perspective. What exactly is a legacy trip here? The title of the book, folks, Faith Legacy. So what is a legacy trip?
A legacy trip is a rite of passage trip. We feel like in our culture specifically, we've lost a lot of that, whether it's the absence of the father or we as parents in North America have not honored some of the rite of passage for our children into young adulthood. And so the legacy trip is really started for us based on the temple year trip that Jesus took at age 12. We chose age 14, tried to do it as they entered into high school. And that's what it is. The legacy trip, the easiest way to describe it for us is the children get to pick the location and the activity. We pick the agenda. And so each day we talk about a core value. We can talk more about that throughout. But that's what the legacy trip is. Really, bottom line, is a rite of passage trip to help hand off these values we have been attempting to instill in them as parents and teaching our children to say, you're becoming a young adult. We want you to own these values for yourself.
Geraldine, there's the black and white guy side of describing things. You know, boxes in the brain. All right, we'll go to you for the colors and the emotions as to how this really works. Geraldine, describe for us what the juice in the bottle here as far as the legacy trip. What's it all about for moms and for kids out there?
Well, I think it's a time just to reiterate what we've already taught our kids. We've really found, and we found this in the youth ministry, that when they enter high school, they're really stretching the umbilical cord and trying to break away from their parents. So before they do that, we want to just re-up on what we've talked about. So our kids chose places like our oldest went to New York City. She loves drama, so they went to Broadway. And actually in our family, we choose that Jim takes the kids on the legacy trip because I get them 24/7 being at home.
Mm-hmm.
So Jim took our oldest to New York City, and they did Broadway and had a great time there, and each day talked about a core value. Our son is into golf, so they went to Monterey and did the whole golf thing, even Pebble Beach, and just had a wonderful time of golfing together and talking about these values each day. And then our youngest, Gabby, just had her trip in August, and they went to Ohio to Cedar Point? Yes,
mm-hmm.
And it has 17 roller coasters.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did roller coasters, and which added a whole new dimension of talking about the ups and downs of life as well. So that's where our kids have come in to choose their places to enjoy time with their parent, as well as talk about what we have been raising them as.
What a marvelous concept. By the way, I'm still a kid at heart, so I'm picking Honolulu, Jim. So that's where we're headed. The book is called Faith Legacy, Six Values to Shape Your Child's Journey. We're talking with Jim and Geraldine Bogier. Jim, the pastor, senior pastor, founding pastor of the River Church in Sacramento, and Geraldine, who is really the boss behind everything, running the show, writer and educator. That's how that works. What are the core values in the book, or when you talk about the legacy trip, Jim? What kind of stepping stones are you taking the kids on?
Are you talking about specifically the six values?
Yeah, the six values in the book. I mean, you're going from one to another when you're on these trips. Where do you start and where do you hope to end with these topics?
We start with devotion. We go to integrity, to purity, to positive attitude, to generosity,
mm-hmm.
and relationships, or significance as we put it. And so each day we talk about that. So really to begin with, we talk about devotion. We think that's it, to love God with everything. And we use that passage in Mark chapter 12, verse 30, of loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, everything you've got. But for us, and you may be aware, Eric, in the book we emphasize that we as parents need to really not just teach this, but model this.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, we are talking to our children about integrity, about speaking the truth, about a good work ethic, and those kinds of things. And so we want to be modeling this all along the way. So the journey, the trip is just a part of the journey, part of the process to help them. But if we've not been living those values out, words are worthless.
So when you take the trips, I mean, the kids pick the location, like Sandusky, Ohio, so
yes.
Your point with your daughter
yes.
here. And
yes.
so you kind of form these core values thematically about where they're going, and I love
no,
the ups
no,
and downs
I'm sorry.
Of life.
No, we have had these values we've chose to form the or pick these as we walk through and say these are what important to us as people. Mm-hmm. They had been really instilled in us, I'm sure, from our parents without necessarily defining those with a word. But we began to formulate those and say, these are what we want our children to walk away with as young adults, fully functioning young adults in the world. These are the values we believe are core to our family and to our children and to ourselves. And so that's really, those. The trip did not determine those. We established those first. The trip's just simply another opportunity to take them somewhere fun. And then we try to tie in those lessons throughout the trip.
And since you have taken the trips here, any stories to tell from them without, you know, breaking confidences here or embarrassing anybody? I mean, anything that you were surprised to hear as you're talking about the core values with your son's daughter?
Two thoughts. One, maybe after the trip. Mm-hmm. In the book, we list a core value, and we list a question and a gift with each of those. And for us, it's just a tangible way to remind them. And so I can ask them a question anytime. For instance, integrity is a mirror. And we say, as long as you look in the mirror and you and God are happy with what you see, it doesn't matter what other people say about you. Hmm. If you're a person of integrity. And so all I can ask my kids, and they know that, is, how's the mirror looking?
Hmm.
And they can respond in that way. It's just a reminder to do that. So with that in mind, it was interesting for me to ask our kids later on, what's the hardest value for you to keep? And so it was interesting to listen to them. I might have picked something else, but watching them say, this has been a challenge for me.
Once again, we're speaking with Jim Bogier and Gerilyn Bogier. He is the lead pastor of River Church here in Sacramento. And, of course, Gerilyn, writer, educator, homeschooled all three kids for what now, Gerilyn, over 12 years or 14 years? What
about
are you up to?
That, yeah.
Wow. Well, so that's yeoman's duty.
Yes.
And then I'm sure you worked on this book as well. It says writer here. I bet you Jim just dictated and you were typing away.
Well, we worked on a lot together.
Yeah, good cover, Gerilyn. That's a good cover.
Did you hear that politically nice answer, Eric? She makes me look very good.
Well,
I'm the visionary. I came up with the ideas, you know, and she really put the meat to it in so many ways. But we did work together. But she wrote a majority of this in a lot of ways and cleaned up a lot of messes that I had for ideas.
It's only because I can relate, Jim. It's only because I can relate. The book is called Faith Legacy, Six Values to Shape Your Child's Journey. And Gerilyn, was there ever any time that while you were developing the book, Faith Legacy, that you thought, well, is this ever really going to work, or are we just doing something here that's just pablum? Did you ever think about that?
Sure. I mean, that came to mind several times of, would anybody else get any use out of this more than whether it'd work? We were actually living it. We didn't start out when we had babies and decide to write this book or to write down these values. We were kind of just living it, and it happened along the way. So we saw how our kids were turning out, and, you know, by God's grace, nothing that really that we have done, but just that we have stuck to teaching them these character-building values, that they have turned out to be great kids. So we're going, we must have hit on something here that's right. Mm. You know, I've always said kids don't come out of the womb with an instruction booklet. And the best thing we have is the Word of God. So we took what we knew from the Word, and we applied it as best we could in our fallible way, and this is how it came out. So did I wonder if other people would be interested? Yes. Did I know it worked for us? Yes. Mm-hmm. I knew that this was something that we had struck on that is valuable, and hopefully it will help other parents figure out a way to parent purposefully, rather than haphazardly or on the fly, to actually have a plan and the whole family be on the same plate. You know, we all know what the core values are. We have them written and up on our wall, framed on our wall, so that we can point to them regularly and say, you know, are we doing that? Are we living this purposefully?
Jim,
Eric,
go ahead.
I got to tell you, it's almost a joke, because if something is said or somebody's in question, we'll say, hey, did you read chapter 2? You know, or whatever it is, just to remind us that, hey, are we living that out? And so they're good reminders that way for us to live it, whether it's a book or not.
What makes this concept different than any other parenting book or concept or idea out there, Jim?
I think the legacy trip concept. Mm-hmm. I've often told people I think the book is good. It's fine. But I think the legacy trip concept, the rite of passage trip, really brings things together. And I've always said we try to, as parents, create the experience to make the memory. And I wanted to make a number of memories for our children. Too many people that are older only remember one or two stories about what their parents may or may not have done for them, the one trip they took, whatever. And so we tried to create those. But we wanted this to be a memory-making experience for them to look back at that and say, not only do we have a great time and a lot of fun, but it was awesome. But it reminds me of the values, and each day we talked about that. Real quick story, you ask about the trip. Mm-hmm. One day, one of the highlights of all the trips was just recently with Gabby. And we did a couple of amusement parks. We traveled, but we were at Cedar Point for one of those a bulk of the time. And we decided on Generosity Day, we were going to play those stupid carnival games. And whatever we won, we said, hey, we're flying back to California. We didn't tell the people their names. We asked parents for permission, and we handed four-foot gorilla, stuffed gorillas, or big Ohio State Buckeyes basketballs, or whatever they want. We won the prizes and just said, we want to bless you. We want to give this to you. Can we give this to your children? And to watch these eyes of these children light up. Mm-hmm. And it was a great lesson for us to just be generous in really kind of almost a silly, whimsical way, but yet on purpose, for Gabby and I to always remember that we were blessing somebody else with something they may not have been able to get. And so for us, it was just a great memory maker of how we can be generous and how loving and generous God is, and we want to demonstrate that.
For the two of you, and I'll have you take this individually here. Jim, I'll start with you. If you could give one piece of advice to those listening right now, if they do nothing else as a parent, what would it be directed toward their kids?
Live the values out before you ever talk about them.
As simple as that. And Geralyn, what would you say?
Jim just stole mine.
it's like a guy.
I guess for us, it would be living the first core value, the devotion value, because if you do nothing else, if you live the devotion value, then the other five values will come out of your life. You will be a generous person. You will be a person of integrity. So be living one devoted to God in everything.
Jim Bogier and Geralyn Bogier, husband and wife, lead pastor of the River Church in Sacramento, right here in the shadow of the Capitol. And Geralyn, of course, writer, educator, homeschooling mom here for a number of years. The book is called Faith Legacy. It's dynamite, folks. Six values to shape your child's journey. And to help you folks out a little bit, when does church start and stop? A lot of folks may be saying, hey, I'm looking for a church home, would love to attend a contemporary, relevant place like this. What time on Sunday or Saturday, Jim?
Right now, we are meeting at Intercom High School. We meet at 9 and 10:45. With a special AM student ministry service celebration at 10:45 as well.
And Geralyn, as soon as you get done homeschooling the other daughter, you going to farm yourself out to anybody else in the city?
No. I'll be done with that part of my life. New journey starting.
You got that. How do folks get a hold of the book? Because obviously they're saying, well, I'd like to pick up the book here. Where can I get it? Probably at the church, but where else can they pick it up, Jim?
Actually, if they want it locally, they can get it through us. We have a few of those copies to do. And easiest way would be to email, and let me give you my email. It's okay. P.J. is in Jim, Bogier, the last name, B as in boy, O, G as in girl, E-A-R, at theriverchurch.net.
That's easy enough. Is it on Amazon or any Christian bookstores?
Yes.
Okay.
Barnes & Noble, Amazon.
Wonderful.
You can get it on Amazon. Our publishing company, WPHOnline.com, but Amazon's a real easy one to get. It's in all of those locations.
Yeah, and WPH Publishing, hence the son-in-law. Yeah, right. I'm putting the connects
on.
No.
The son-in-law?
Yeah, I thought, is it the son-in-law that goes to the school?
He goes to a college. No.
No connectivity between the publishing and the college?
No. There is a connection of the denomination, but
okay.
not because of that.
I'm just analytical, Jim.
Yeah.
I'm just connecting dots, seeing how this son-in-law is going to work. So
yeah.
From one dad to
work
another.
For his keep. He didn't get it that easy.
It's a great book. Faith Legacy, Six Values to Shape Your Child's Journey, and once again, the church here in Sacramento, the River Church in Sactoville. Jim and Geralyn, thank you so much for your time, and what a great piece of work, great legacy for you to pass down for many more families. God bless you.
Eric, thanks so much.
Thank
and
you.
People have said so far, the practicality of the book is what makes it, and that's what we hope. So we would simply say, live the legacy.
Marvelous stuff. Once again, Faith Legacy. With that, we're out of time to the top of the hour. This is the New Talk of Northern California, the Eric Hoke Show on 710 KFIA.